Chapter 8. Did God become man? The question which remains is, did God become man? Logically speaking, the answer is no, because the concept of God becoming man contradicts the basic meaning of the term God. People commonly say that God is able to do all things. Whatever He wants to do, He can do. In the Bible of Christians, it is said, through God, all things are possible. The Quran of Muslims states,
إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ
Indeed, Allah, God, is able to do all things. Quran 2:20. And the Hindu scriptures carry texts of similar meanings. All the major religious texts contain general expressions regarding the basic concept of God's omnipotence. He is greater than all things, and through Him, all things are possible. If this general concept is to be translated into practical terms, one has to first identify and understand the basic attributes of God. Most societies perceive God as an eternal being without beginning or end. If on the basis that God is able to do all things, it was asked whether God could die, what would be the answer? Since dying is part of all things, can it be said if He wants to? Of course, this cannot be said. So there's a problem here. God is defined as being ever-living, without end, and dying means coming to an end. Consequently, to ask if He can die is actually a nonsensical question. It is self-contradictory. Similarly, to ask whether God can be born is also absurd because God has already been defined as eternal, having no beginning. Being born means having a beginning, coming into existence after not existing. In this same vein, atheist philosophers enjoy asking theists, can God create a stone too heavy for Him to lift? If the theist says yes, it means that God can create something greater than Himself. If he says no, it means that God is unable to do all things. Therefore, the term all things in the phrase God is able to do all things excludes the absurdities. It cannot include things that contradict His divine attributes, things that would make Him less than God, like forgetting, sleeping, repenting, growing, eating, etc. Instead, it includes only all things that are consistent with Him being God. This is what the statement, God is able to do all things, means. It cannot be understood in the absolute sense. It must be qualified. The claim that God became man is also an absurdity. It is not befitting of God to take on human characteristics because it means that the Creator has become His creation. However, the creation is a product of the creative act of the Creator. If the Creator became His creation, it would mean that the Creator created Himself, which is an obvious absurdity. To be created, He would first have to not exist. And if He did not exist, how could He then create? Furthermore, if He were created, it would mean that He had a beginning, which also contradicts His being eternal. By definition, creation is in need of a creator. For created beings to exist, they must have a creator to bring them into existence. God cannot need a creator because God is the creator. Thus, there is an obvious contradiction in terms. The claim that God became His creation implies that He would need a creator, which is a ludicrous concept. It contradicts the fundamental concept of God being uncreated, needing no creator, and being the creator.